God, shout to the Lord. Shout of victory. Shout of victory. A shout of victorious individual. Let's give shout to the Lord. Let's shout, shout, shout the praise to Jericho wall. Shout to terrify our adversaries. Shout to the Lord Almighty. Glory to you. Our Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for placing us at the right place. Thank you for making us one of the redeemers, one among many. Thank you, Almighty God, for this center, Firm Foundation. Thank you, Almighty God, for strategically placing us. Thank you, Almighty God, for the hope that you have given us. Yes, Lord, we're here. We are here, Almighty God, for many reasons. Because we desire glory that never fades. We have come, Almighty God, that we may task no more. We have come, Almighty God, that pain might cease. Not enough might come to an end. We have come, Almighty God, that we might drink from your river. Mighty God, that flows consistently and never stops. We have come, Almighty God, that we might know you even much better. We have come, Almighty God, that we might receive relief from all burdens. Because you are a burden carrier. We have come for this and among many other reasons. That is why we have come. Eternal Rock of Ages, we thank you. Because, oh God, you said, whenever we come unto you, you are more than able to receive us. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you for your visitation. Blessed be your name. Mighty God, we remember our brethren that you have assigned to us in the Americas. Mighty God, Eternal Rock of Ages, that you might remain the watchtower over them, O God. Consistent searchlight into every household in the mighty name of Jesus. That you might remain the beacon that allow peace to reign in every nation in the Americas. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for all our missionaries, those that have gone ahead of us, our leaders that have slept in the Lord. We thank you for the price that they have paid for this assignment. And thank you, Almighty God, for those that are starting and those that are already in the journey, that they will continue to be encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning, let the word of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable before you. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah as we clap for the tribe of Judah. Awesome. Awesome rendition. Powerful. I love that song. Good song. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Welcome to service this morning. And how are you doing, brethren? Hallelujah. God is faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning is a very special morning. Amen. It's a unique one. I believe God wants to speak to us. I believe he's already speaking to us. I love, just our Father in the Lord will say, the bands that play powerfully. Awesome. Oh, thank you for the 3-4 clapping. Thank you. All right, has increased now. Thank you. We're encouraged. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Powerful, 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 powerful. It's like something is waking up in Bra Sheye right now. You know, it's like he has kept it. He has kept it. Let this gift wake up, man. And I see it waking up. Glory be to God. Full force. Glory to God. All right, there is a miracle in your hands. There is a miracle in your hands. Hallelujah. Now, what you have in your hands, when God visits you, God will use it. Amen. Hallelujah. What you have in your hands, when the Lord visits, he will use it. Amen. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible says, and the Lord said unto him, that is Moses, what is that in thy hands? Hence the title of the sermon, "What is that in thy hands?" Hallelujah. And he replied, "A rod." The way he replied is, so to speak, that it's just ordinary rod, as if it was just a flimsy stick. Hallelujah. So there is something in your hand that is enough to make sure you are a success. There is something in your hand that guarantee breakthrough for us. Oh, that guarantee breakthrough for you. There is more than enough in your hands that you will celebrate. There is more than enough in your hands that when others sees it, they will say, "I celebrate you, sir. I celebrate you, ma'am." In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Faith is doing what this morning? Brothers and sisters, so it shall be. Lay your hands on something special and it will turn out to be a miracle. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Never look down on your possession. No matter how big it is to you. You know, at times what will qualify to be big when others looked at it is so tiny. Do not look down on your possession, for therein is your miracle. Don't look down on your spouse just because his trouser is not reaching down, because there in him is a miracle. Don't look down on your spouse just because her skirt is not reaching down, for daring is a miracle. Amen. Don't talk down on one another, for the person you are looking at is the glory God has given to you. Amen. Understand that what you have in your possession is what God will bless. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you may be in need of many things. In our time, I will say this end time, many of us think that the only thing required is just money. You just show me the dollar, I'll be okay, man. Show me the kudi, I'll be okay, man. Show me that currency, as long as it is not naira, I will be okay. Show me euro, I will possess it. Show me pound sterling, I will take it equally. Let me tell you, brethren, whatever you have in your hands right now is what God wants to use for you. What is simply required is consistency. Be consistent to abstain from sin. Be consistent to pray with God. I mean, to him. Actually, the other time, the brethren were asked, "Pray with me." Hallelujah. Jesus, it was a privilege, great privilege, an opportunity. When Jesus said, "Let us pray together." I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that what you have in your hands, you will appreciate it. Now, if you have a car in your hands and the car appears to be farting every few miles, don't worry. Many of us in America don't understand what that means. Yes, you heard me correctly. In some countries and states, you see their car farting. Poo, poo, poo. And eventually it will move. Hallelujah. Even our daddy, Oyedepo, once talked about his B2. Hallelujah. And I realized that B2 was a miracle in his hands. Glory be to the Lord. Now when he drives his Rolls Royce, or whatever bulletproof car that he's driving, no one looks back again when he's moving. You know, at times when the car is coming and big noise come out of his tail, you look and say, "Ah, at least if you know you can't service it, pack it at home." What do you have in your hands? What you have in your hands is your prized possession. Glory be to the Lord. You see, the truth is, everyone that God has created has a prized possession in them. There is no child born that God has not deemed them fit for this earth. Hallelujah. Don't rubbish yourself. Let us appreciate one another. Thank God more. Thank God more. Thank God more. You know, when we were listening to the prayer in Acts chapter 10, I believe, verse 4, Pastor Mrs. Wall, that stood with me. The Lord visited, what's the man's name? Colenius, thank you, and told him your prayers. That is, it was not just one day prayer. It was not just 2 day prayer. But we prayed 12 days in December. But we prayed 72 hours to the new year. Be consistent. Why must I be consistent again on Thursday and Monday for prayer? Just unaware, as the case was, the Lord visited Cornelius and said, your prayers, and your good deeds, your consistent giving, your charitable deeds, because you will not walk by and see someone without proper clothes and not help. You will not walk by when someone needed assistance and you will not participate. Your consistent hands has been noticed in heaven. May your giving be noticed in heaven. Amen. That was a powerful statement. To be told, my sister Ezene, is that you? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Level has changed. He has changed her position. God is great. Amen. To be noticed from heaven that your consistent generosity has reached heaven just like aroma, like saints. May your acts of hands touch heavens in the mighty name of Jesus. And when I say heavens, I mean the throne of God. Glory be to God. God has given you so many things. He has given you and I talents, brains, bright ideas to change circumstances. He said you will decree a thing and it shall be so. What is heavy in your heart? What idea or ideas are so heavy in your heart? Deliver them. Don't be lazy over it. Don't procrastinate. Because God Almighty will bring it to pass. You are a human being, not an animal. That is why in Psalm 82, verse 2, the Bible says, I have said, ye are gods. Hallelujah. Ye are what? Gods. That is, you have same authority. Glory be to the Lord. Ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. When you are children of the Most High, then your situation and circumstances is totally different. Let's return back to that Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 to 4 now. And Moses answered and said to him, behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto me. Hallelujah. But, behold, they will not believe me, or hearken unto me, or listen to me. What if they say, the Lord never appeared to you? The reason why Moses was giving that is because of his background. In his background, in Egypt, there's too many tricks, talismans, all kinds of tricks. How people deceive each other and they say, oh, no, that one is not true. Prove it, Lord. And the Bible says in verse 2, and the Lord said unto him, what is in your hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he did that. It became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. He's never seen that before. That was new to him. Even all the tricks of Egypt. Hallelujah. And the Lord instructed him again. He said, pick it up. And he did. Now, grace to be able to follow godly instructions. May you possess them in Jesus' name. Amen. To follow simple instruction. What is in your hand? Say, nothing, sir. Nothing, Lord. Nothing. The Lord that can see and see. Moses confessed. He said, just rod, sir. I use it to clear as a shepherd, to guide the animal. So Moses reached out because God told him to grab it again. And he turned back into his shepherd's staff immediately. You see, there is a miracle in your hand. You are a living miracle. You see, grace to believe that you can do more than you can do. May the Lord quicken you to that level in the name of Jesus. How many times have you been rejected and you hope you will reach Hollywood as a superstar? How many times have you aspired for certain things and you wish you are right there? Don't give up. That possession that you have in your hand, that talent that you have displayed, is the right gift. Use it. It is not over until it is over. Don't say, oh, I am not earning enough. Okay, so if you're not earning enough, how are you aspiring for the next level? Don't give up too soon, we said the other day. Hallelujah. Because God Almighty is ready to bless us. When there is a miracle in your hands, it's because he placed the miracle there. He has given you and I talents and gifts, and we must use it for him. May God grant you and I teachable spirit. When God says you are a God, it means you can decree a thing and it is established. When have you decreed a thing? Hallelujah. I love to be around people of faith. Glory be to God. I remember, I don't know, maybe I was told this testimony. Also, it was shared to me, yes, after it has been said from this altar, go to that location and tell them you need a job. My job is in this building. And they look at you and they look, okay, go online. No, this is not about going online now. I've been online, I've submitted applications, and I'm still waiting. I want to know who's in charge. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has established you as God. Don't limit yourself. Glory be to God. I want the best talent to work for me in my organization. He said, oh, but the budget is little. He said, well, let us identify the best talent first, and we have identified the best talents. Who knows whether they will even volunteer their services? Free for a duration. Why? Because you are a winner. You are a winner. You always win in every of your engagement or fight. Why? Because God backs you up. So taking the step of faith initially is the best thing. Not putting funding ahead of things. There is a miracle in your hands. Such was the case with Moses. Moses' hands, a miracle. Moses' hands is a miracle. And we noticed it. He never realized it. He was just carrying the staff. He did not know that what he was holding was a miracle. He did not know that his hands commands it. He did not know that his mouth declares it. He did not know that his eyes beholds it. He did not know that every of his steps that he takes represent miracle, that open path or the Red Sea. That same hand he was asked to stretch years later for the sea to be opened. He did not know. You have a miracle in your hands. Remember, Moses gave all kinds of 1,001 excuses to avoid the assignment. When an assignment is being given to you, don't see them as a burden, for therein is your miracle. He gave all kinds of different excuses not to do the assignment. But did not know that there is divine destiny. That's where it lies. Hallelujah. If you're in this country, know that God Almighty has brought you here. If you're in this church today and you're hearing me, or online, you happen to be online, know that God has a message for you. And the message is that there is a miracle in your hands. And the miracle in your hands will turn out to be miracle. I mean, success in Jesus' name. In 1 Kings chapter 17... remember, the Lord spoke to Elijah in verse 9. He said, arise and go to Zarephath. He said, there I have prepared someone for you to take care of you. I have instructed a widow there to feed you. Hallelujah. Only for Elijah to get there. I said, what is in your hand? He said, this is the only thing that we have left. And I want to feed myself and my child. But remember, the instruction that Elijah got was a different instruction. The instruction was that I have prepared someone there who will feed you. There was a miracle in her hands. She did not know that miracle was enough for herself and the whole nation. Because the man who will make the declaration for plenty to be must be fed first. Hallelujah. The miracle in your hands, may the Lord teach you how to utilize it appropriately. Remember, if she was a glutton, I was not patient, she will have wasted it and eat it as she has always been eating it and nothing happened. Hallelujah. She was not a glutton. She tarried a little bit, trusting that the Lord Almighty will transform it into something new. Maybe she has been seeing vision and dreams in some ways that what we have in the kitchen is about to become plenty. Or maybe the same lad has been saying, Mommy, what we have, don't let us eat it yet. Let us fast this morning. Let us fast this afternoon. Let us wait a little bit. My son, don't worry. It will soon be afternoon. We will eat. And this afternoon, Mommy, I am hungry. My tummy is turning. It's like it's turning and it's making a lot of noise. Say, son, don't worry. That your tummy is crying for is about to be given. And one night it was afternoon. He said, Mom, but you told us that we're going to eat in the afternoon. He said, just wait a little bit. It's just almost 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. And there it was. The man of God showed up. He said, please bring me a little in verse 10. And also he put some water in it, you know. Bring me water also for me to drink. And as he was going, he said, cook that thing in your hand. Prepare my first. Hallelujah. And the woman said, as the Lord liveth, oh, see me, oh. And Elijah replied, the authority to speak the word that man, forces of darkness cannot reject, was in the mouth of Elijah. And he carries it all along. He believes only in God. And God knew that the mouthpiece he will use as an angel was the mouth of Elijah. Hallelujah. So in verse 13, Elijah said to her, do not be afraid. Why? Because there is already a visitation. Headquarters of God is right here. I have become the mouthpiece of God. He said, go and do as you have said, but make a small cake from it for me. For thus says the Lord. Key word. For thus says what? The Lord in verse 14. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bean of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil runs out until the day the Lord sends rain unto the heart. He said, what you have in your hands will never dry up. So it's a miracle in your hands. She did not know she has miracle that will not end. She didn't know that. But word of affirmation has been declared. Since the word of affirmation has gone forth, it can never return void. So I speak into your life this morning that the miracle in your hands will never run dry. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And that the miracle in your hands will not die. Amen. The miracle in your hands will live. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so it shall be. In Jesus' name. In John chapter 6 verse 1 to 13. This was also another miracle in the lad's hands. You know the story, as our Father in the Lord will say. He said there was this lad with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. Glory be to the Lord. After crowd, Jesus is always attracted to crowds. Wherever the presence of God is, liberty, freedom, access exist. Peace, tranquility exist. And after the ministration and the crusade, let's call it that, it was not necessary for people to be dispersed. And you know, the disciples as human, they were mindful of intruders on the way. And people might have traveled from far because of their miracle that they were seeking. They said, well, let us disperse these people so that they can go. They were already putting into organization what they needed to do because they were using their initiatives. And Jesus said, no, 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 don't do that. There is yet a miracle in a lad's hands that I want to turn into a bigger miracle. Hallelujah. I tell them to sit down. You know the rest of the story. Glory be to the Lord. When you read from that chapter 6, verse 1, all the way down to 13, you will see that. In verse 13 in particular, it says, therefore they gathered themselves together. Amen? So that Jesus blessed the food. Glory be to God. Jesus blessed the food. After he has blessed the food, and then he asked them to be giving it out. You know what really surprises me here was the fact that when they were filled, in verse 12, he said unto his disciple, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost, indicating that Jesus is not a wasteful person. And when they did all of this, they said, they filled 12 baskets. Hallelujah. You see how miracle transformed. How many disciples do we have? You don't walk with Jesus and not be blessed. I want to put to you that the 12, that remains, that basket, you must have given it to one by one. One by one. Oh, yeah? Go home. So your wife will not say, you've gone all day, you didn't bring. Praise be to the Lord. God is a great God. What is the lesson here? The lesson here is still to you that do not discard too soon the project that God initiated through you. Don't give up on that assignment just because you feel it is not gelling. Don't assume that you have no gift and then you commonize yourself to little. Because in a time of visitation, God will use what you have in your hands. We say God is a spirit. He that worship or serve him must do it in what? In spirit. And in truth. Glory be to the Lord. And the Lord Almighty will use you as a vessel. And when the Spirit of God visiting you, enter you, it is what is in your hands that will turn into miracle. Glory be to the Lord. Even when a woman was going with a dead cup of the family, was still a miracle. As long as Jesus is in it, we say in every path we take, may we find Jesus. May you never take the wrong path. May there be light always in every path you go, because Jesus himself is the light of the world. When the light of the world is in your path, then nothing can die in your hands. That was the example. Jesus said, no, this can't die in your hands. And he said, lad, please stand, that all of this may know that anyone who engage with Christ, they never go empty-handed. As you are God's children, you can never go empty-handed. This is the faith that I believed in. It has helped me personally. I believed. And I believed. Glory be to the Lord. May the Lord grant you and I teachable spirit. The gift you have in your hands is miracle. What is that gift? If you know how to sing, why don't you sing more? If you know how to dance, why don't you dance more? If you keep the dancing at home and in front of the mirror, and we do not appreciate the glory of God in you, you never know when others see you dancing. They say, the dancing, that this sister is dancing, I want to practice it. I was telling one of our sisters here the other day, I said she taught us how to dance. I said, I don't know how to dance. So when I see her moving, that is Sister T, you know, I said, I've practiced some of her dance steps. She laughed. She didn't know I did. But if she refused to dance and just stand still, amen, we'll learn your song, but someone else will teach us to dance. Praise the Lord. I'm still a miracle in his hands. As long as I have these two legs, I will display it unto him. I am persuaded there is nothing you know how to do well that is not a miracle. Hallelujah. And the Lord will bring it forth. Another lesson that I learned from this. You see, this young lad was holding a meal enough to save the people from hunger and death. But he did not know. Glory be to the Lord. What you know right now is enough to take care of us. And that is why the word of God that has been given to me is that the wealth I need are here. Glory be to the Lord. It has not changed. It doesn't matter whether you are a retiree and you are thinking, what can I offer Brother Andrew? When God says you are a miracle in this church, then you must be cherished. Whether you are the youngest, it doesn't really matter. When the Lord says you are a miracle in this church, you see, many foul spirits have misinterpreted that statement. I see it in our giving style. Some people do, you know, it's not by physical, it's a spiritual thing. Glory be to the Lord. It's a spiritual thing. And when I notice that that is the case, I desire even more that you succeed. Not selfish. What if she succeeds and she flies away like birds? So what? So what? That allows another space for another bird to land. A greater one. The best one. The useful one. So then we must be faithful. At times in my eagerness, in my rush, that we are all succeeding and we are all successful, I will say some things. I will say, oh, why did I say that? But just to nudge us. Now you may be pinched, upset. But another person will encourage you and say, well, if he never said that, you might not be doing what you are doing now. Then there's a victory in it. Another lesson that I learned is that when you lay your hands on something and the breath of the Holy Spirit rests upon it, it will come alive. Just like in the book of Ezekiel, he said, can this bone live? These are useless bones. They already condemned bones. They've been discarded. Even the animals don't want them anymore. But the Lord says he can still live. He can still live. We are more than what we think we are. In this month of visitation, may you not be useless. Amen. It's a good prayer. Remember the story of the 10 virgins. They knew that their visitation was now. And we have said our visitation is now. What did they do? They prepared. I love my favorite passage that says the preparation of the heart belongs unto man. I really love that passage. It is your responsibility to prepare. Once you have heard the word, it is your responsibility to prepare. Look unto heaven. Another lesson. When Jesus collected the 5 loaves, he looks unto the heaven and the 2 fishes, you know, and blessed it. Whatever that is in your hands, declare blessing unto them. What is in your hands will not die. What you have in your hands will multiply. What you have in your hands will be given to generation in the name of Jesus. So cherish it. And Jesus gave thanks. Another lesson I learned is that we must always give thanks to the Lord. When you give thanks to the Lord, it gives God the access, the willingness to bless what you have in your hands into multiple. When you testify of the goodness of the Lord, God is moved because others can be blessed through that. Glory be to the Lord. You know, a few days ago, we introduced Proverbs 18:16. And when I looked at it with this Acts 10:4 that Pastor Mrs. read, and I understood, I said, oh, that really makes sense now. Because it said, giving a gift can open doors. Did you not notice what happened in Acts chapter 10, verse 4? They said it was because of his giving that doors has opened unto him, unto her. Hallelujah. So when we look at giving, then we might now say, oh, but I don't have enough dollar to give. We're not talking, stop going directly 100% to money. When we say giving, you can give your service, you can give yourself, you can give your thoughts, you can give your heart. Hallelujah. When you give your heart to God, and God will tell you what to do. Just the same way they said, this thing happens to Cornelius. We have read about it in that Acts chapter 10, verse 4. Remember, Cornelius was told immediately what to do. As a result of his giving, Peter, that he never knew, or maybe he has heard about him, no, I said, he doesn't even know him. Glory be to the Lord. And he was instructed from a different location and said, there is somebody who have sent somebody. Oh, when I was in England, you know, that's the only place I know. Praise the Lord. Because when I was in Nigeria, I don't really know. I was being, you know, I don't know anywhere. Praise the Lord. I only know our street. Praise God. So now, it was sent. They sent someone and they said there's somebody coming. So when we read this passage of the Bible, I shoo it. I want that revelations. You want to see visions? Show that revelations. What is the revelation? The revelation of Peter. That he saw a trance. And he began to see. He said, oh, these things, I don't eat them. I said, oh, what are blessed. Don't say you don't want to eat them. Right? But there was a mystery, miracle in what happened. Peter saw what was going to happen before it happened. I said, Lord, I want this. Show it. You pray on it. You meditate on it. You show it. You meditate on it. You show it. You meditate on it. Oh, you want the Holy Spirit to touch you? Then abstain from sin. When our father in the Lord, the pastor that came from Nigeria recently, the man who was here, Pastor Hanyode, was talking, I would say, oh, if you want to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, this and this, and I say, oh, and the Lord opened my eyes. I saw one or two, or I saw some things. Anyway, I will not go into details. And I realized that we have work to do here. You want the manifestation of God? Then abstain from sin. Don't eat sin like bogon quietly in the house. And you clean your mouth. Say, welcome, sir. Have you eaten today? We're about to now, sir. Praise the Lord. And you have just, you get what I'm saying? Do we have fish? He said, oh, it has finished. You didn't say you've just put it in the bogan that you have just wedged together. Glory be to the Lord. And the Lord says, I know. I am aware of these things. Amen. Proverbs 24. My time is almost up. Verse 3 and 4. My point is this. True wisdom is a house built. A house is built by wisdom and becomes strong through good sense. Praise God. Thank you, my brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Next verse. Verse 4. True knowledge is room. Its rooms are filled with all sorts of precious riches and value. Remember, be knowledgeable about your profession. Great Ife, I hear people say. But what you learned in Ife in 2021, in 2001, has changed now. Upgrade yourself, man. And you're still saying Great Ife. You know, because I didn't go to university in Nigeria, so when people say Great Ife all around me, I say, ah, man, now I wish to go to Ife now. Even when they said they've changed the name to Baba Obafemi name, I thought, ah, they shouldn't change it though, because of this Great Ife. Then when I traveled to my kingdom, and I was passing by the Great, they said that is the Ife University. I said, ah, why is it like that? With all the Great Ife doctors that I have in America. Auntie, they did not send money home to even upgrade to maintain the status of the compound. Anyway, that was the digression. Be knowledgeable about your profession. Gather information, find out new things. Don't stick to that agriculture that you study and farming. You study it, you had three elections or electives. C was agriculture because you don't really want it. Your first choice, they did not give it to you. It's banking and finance. You know, the strangest thing, auntie, that is so funny to me is that the way they do the system in Nigeria, the one who wants banking and finance, they will not give to them. They will give agriculture. The one who wants agriculture, they will say, do banking and finance. I'm like, this system is so screwed. My point basically is that go and freshen up. Brush up yourself. What is raining now? Epic, is Epic still there? They say Epic is gone. There was time when you can spell Epic and you will get something. Amen? Praise the Lord. What is raining now, please? Since you say Epic is gone, I'm still in Epic. IT what? IT Media? Oh, Jesus, help us. Oh, Jesus, help us. There was a time we brought our application, our certificate of Microsoft Server 8, and we displayed it. And the brother said it's different now. He says it's Windows 11. He says it's cloud now, actually. Glory be to the Lord. And we're still looking to do server network in this assembly. They said, no, everything is in the cloud now. You don't need to worry about that. Tell the brother and sister beside you, say, pastor is talking to you, fresh up. Go for refresher courses. You see, be focused. Whatever your hands find doing, do it. But do it well. The doing it well is the refresher courses. Do it well. Do it well. Don't worry. Whether you see gray hair and you are in the class with someone who have none. If it bothers you, dial it. No, you can do that now. Who will know you dial it? Just dial it. And stop giving excuses. I said Moses gave 1,001 excuses. Be focused. Don't jump from pillar to post. Concentrate on the effort that will bring you the development and the advancement. So the brother, I've forgotten his name now, the father of Samson, Manoah, you know, said, may the Lord return. May ye revisit me that spoke to my spouse. And what happened? He came back. What was the prayer? God is a God of second chance. Refresh opportunities. Opportunity once lost can be regained. Stop giving excuses. Say, oh, it's gone. That was 2008. No, we're in 2022. All right. I will do it in December 2022 and I will get that job January 2023. The Bible says, oh, foolish man. Who says you're going to live till December? Do what you can do now and stop giving excuses. If only I have my indefinite stay. Now, when you have your indefinite stay, is that when you will return back now? You come and tell me now to go and do nothing. It will lead to headache. No. Age 60. It can lead to headache. It's better done when you are 40. Even much better when you are 20. Praise the Lord. You say, well, they did not give me indefinite stay. So, when you're supposed to have done it, age 25, now 30 years in the country, you are now saying, now I got it now, I want to do it now. Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about nothing specifically. I'm just saying, whatever you want to do, do it. You want to get a landed property to put your car lot? Get it. Get it. Let development come and meet you where you are. Because by the time development gets to where you thinking, the property land will have tripled. Bisonet land there was about 25,000. Now it's 1 million plus. Praise God. In conclusion, pray without ceasing. The Lord is telling us that we're not praying enough. And anytime I'm hearing that, I feel exhausted. That even hearing that we're not praying enough, I feel exhausted. Praise the Lord. Church, pray more. Say, Pastor, now don't say anything here until I finish this statement. You say, Pastor, I will pray more so that you no longer feel exhausted. Now, if you wish to say that, go on. Okay. I thank you because all of you didn't say it. And I thank you for that. But those that have said it, I'll visit you one by one. I say, remember what you have promised. May the Lord grant you grace to do so. Amen. Whatever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. Amen. You must stand on the word of God. In Ephesians 6, 16 to 18, he said, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. May the Lord grant you a teachable spirit. You are blessed.